Good afternoon. It is February 24th, 2015. The time is 3:43 p.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State, where I live and reside on this Tuesday afternoon, a chilly Tuesday afternoon, still cold, not as cold as this morning or the past mornings, but cold nonetheless. So I got up just a little bit ago, taking a nap, afternoon nap, and I'll tell you, an afternoon nap is good when it's cold outside. I'm on a day off today from the day job, so I had a few things I did earlier here, and decided, what the hell, I'll go ahead and take a nap. So I did. Now I'm up, I'm having an afternoon beverage here, a little something called Yingling from the folks down there at Yingling Brewery down in PA, America's oldest brewery since 1829. And but what I want to talk about, as you can see from the audio art, is a show I started watching here about four weeks ago. Because, yeah, last night was the fourth episode of a show called Better Call Saul from the creators of Breaking Bad. It's sort of a prequel to Breaking Bad of one of the characters, Saul. He's criminal lawyer that Walter and Jesse from Breaking Bad employ as their lawyer. A very interesting character in Breaking Bad, which I ended up watching the complete series, all the episodes of Breaking Bad, after it had finally. I never watched it during the regular showing of it. It was after the fact through Netflix, through my Apple TV, which if you don't have Netflix, man, Netflix rocks. It is a good platform to have. It's well worth the monthly investment of shows and the amount of shows and quality of shows that you get through that particular platform. Apple TV rocks pretty solid too, as far as what that has to offer. But anyway, Better Call Saul started 4 weeks ago, because the fourth episode was last night. And it's about the trials and tribulations of a criminal lawyer, Saul Goodman, not his real name now, even though they use Saul Goodman in Breaking Bad. Saul, in last night's episode, the fourth episode, oddly enough, gave you an idea where the name Saul Goodman came from, a little bit back in his past. Saul Goodman's real name is, in the show, is Jimmy McGill, which is his real name, Jimmy. But it's the trials and tribulations of criminal lawyer Saul Goodman, real name being Jimmy McGill, and time leading up establishing his strip mall law office in Albuquerque, New Mexico, where he eventually meets up with Walter and Jesse from Breaking Bad. So it's a prequel. Creators of the show are Vince Gilligan and Peter Gould, who I guess you know who they are if you've watched Breaking Bad. And the star of Better Call Saul is Bob Odenkirk, who plays Jimmy McGill. And like I said, it's a very, if you like Breaking Bad, which I was blown away, this is a good series to watch. The opener of the prequel traced the evolution of Breaking Bad lawyer Saul Goodman finds his real name, Jimmy McGill, working his magic in the courtroom. Then unexpectedly, inspiration leads him to an unconventional pursuit of potential clients. Very good first episode. A little bit slow, but it picks up. And that's what I found about Breaking Bad. Watch the first couple of shows. It's like, well, and the more you watch, the more you're engaged in it. And that's the feeling I get with this particular show. The second episode two, was as his troubles escalate to a boiling point, Jimmy finds himself in dire straits. Meanwhile, an act of carelessness puts Chuck at risk. I'm not going to say anything about Chuck. Is one of the characters, interesting character. Episode 3, which was last week, Jimmy pulls out all the stops to prove that a dangerous client is innocent, even though it causes some friction with Kim, another very interesting character. And then last night's episode was Jimmy conjures up a bold plan to solicit new clients, but has to face the consequences when the scheme strains his relationship with a rival firm. So his name, Jimmy McGill, has a little bit of a conflict at the beginning and stuff, but it establishes this character. And right now, you gotta love Sal, because he's trying to do the good thing, even though it's a little bit unorthodox on some of the things he's doing. I guess for this first season, there's 11 episodes. So last night was episode 4. So that means there's 7 more episodes I'll be able to watch over the next 7 weeks, which is going to be very, very good. Wanted to do an audio on this, which I'm doing on my Huawei smartphone, which I will go ahead and post this up over there on that program formerly known as Audioboo, as well as VoiceBow. I'll post it over there as well. And just the way I do my audio now here on this smartphone, that I'm using the Super Voice Recorder, which I enjoy using it because it puts in an MP3 format and it's pretty decent. So if you want to watch a good show and you have access to, I guess it's, what is the channel that, AMC. AMC is the channel that has, it's an original series by AMC. And I'm sort of driving to AMC.com. And I think for a certain extent you can view the full episodes, but you have to have, I guess, I have Time Warner Cable, so I'm able to plug in there if I wanted to rewatch the episodes. There is another show that I did end up watching the first last year's season. That was Halt and Catch Fire, another good series. Good series, but not as good as Better Call Saul, because it's... I just can't wait till next week. It's that good. So, just want to do a little audio there on this Tuesday afternoon, enjoying a beverage, and enjoying telling you all about Better Call Saul. So, if you have an opportunity to check it out. It's worth the time for viewing. So, that's all I have on this Tuesday afternoon. I'm going to enjoy this beer, maybe one more. Y'all have a good one. Live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. And as always, peace.
Shopping at the Walmart short, just a couple of beans. There's a George Foreman grill down the back of your blue jeans. They caught you at the checkout, the blue lights blink. Only one got a call, because the others all stink. Better call Saul. Better call Saul. Your husband disappeared in a most convenient way. Now your troubles are gone, his insurance will surely pay. You get to the bank, but the cops say, whoa, who are you gonna die when they lock you down cold? Saul, Saul, you better call Saul. He'll fight for your rights when your back's to the wall. Stick it to the man, justice for all. Cause it's time to torch the stock. But you gotta move quick before you singe your own hair. Who knew there was a homeless guy sleeping in there? Better call Saul. Better call Saul. Better call Saul. The FBI finds kids trapped in your creepy van. You stay real cool and tell them you're the ice cream man. But all that crying just gave you away. Who you gonna call to skip a prison stay? Saul, Saul, you better call Saul. To fight for your rights when your back's to the wall.